Joining me right now, Jim Callis, senior writer for MLB.com, and all of his coverage on all the prospects throughout baseball can be seen at MLBpipeline.com. Jim, Evan Roberts, how are you?
I'm doing good, Evan. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. First, when you try to judge guys playing in the thin air, and specifically the Mets have a Triple-A team in Las Vegas, and every time, you know, I go online and say, hey, how are the guys doing? I look at these numbers, and I don't know what to believe because of where they play. How do you kind of cut through trying to figure out the way a guy is performing when they play in a league like that and in a city like that?
Yeah, you know, it's tougher. I mean, as you get further up the minor league ladder, the performance starts to not necessarily outweigh the tools, but matter as much as the tools. You know, lower minors, you're pretty much looking at the tools. That said, with Las Vegas, you kind of just have to really take the numbers with a grain of salt. I don't read too much into the Las Vegas numbers. You know, the biggest case in point was when Noah Syndergaard got there a couple of years ago, and I think he had a 4.5 ERA. And I know there were some people who thought, like, geez, what's wrong with this guy? And, you know, I want to say he led the Pacific Coast League in strikeouts, and he actually pitched pretty well. It's just an impossible place to pitch and a great place to hit. And so you can't. I almost don't look at the numbers. I more look at them. If you have a hitter who's not tearing it up, or a pitcher who's doing pretty well there, that means more to me than just some guy hitting 360 there, because it's a great place to hit.
Do you think that Amed Rosario, who Met fans are starting to think about now, because Asdrubal Cabrera's range looks like it's gone away, Jose Reyes was off to a tough start, do you think right now Amed Rosario is ready to be a Major League Baseball player?
Yeah, I mean, you know, is he ready to be everything he's going to be in his prime? No, because he's only 21, and he's barely played above Double-A. But, I mean, I think he'd be the best defensive shortstop. He'd be better than anybody defensively than they have at the big league level, and I think he'd hold his own. I don't think he'd be scarred by the experience. I mean, I'm sure the Mets want to give him a little bit more time. You know, you also have the Super 2 arbitration considerations to worry about down the line. But, you know, if you're trying to win now, which they are, I think you got to go with your best players. You know, is he going to hit 409 like he's doing to Las Vegas? No. But I do think he can hold his own offensively and give them an upgrade defensively. I mean, this guy's a future Gold Glover, and I don't think we're going to see Asdrubal Cabrera win any Gold Gloves in his future.
No, that's way out the window. Do you think he can play third base, Amed Rosario, or would you be advised, because of his potential defensively, to leave him at shortstop and move Asdrubal or someone else to third base?
Yeah, that's what I would do, because it's like he's too good defensively. I mean, I'd put my best infield defender at shortstop, and then I'd maybe, you know, Asdrubal Cabrera, you mentioned, you know, Evan, his lack of range, you know, he'd be a better fit at third. I mean, that would make the most sense to me, would be to put Rosario at short and Cabrera at third. The other thing is, too, if you're going to call him to the big leagues at a young age, you don't want to. When I think of the Mets doing this, I always think of Greg Jeffries coming up, you know, and that was a long time ago. And then they asked him to learn a new position at the big league level. It's tough enough to break into the big leagues. I would not make it more difficult for Rosario if I called him up. I would let him play short because he's my best shortstop, and probably put Cabrera at third and put Reyes on the bench.
And you know, it's funny, based on need right now, based on what's going on at the major league level, the Mets may need Dominic Smith first, only because Duda is still hurt, Flores is hurt. They've been playing TJ Rivera over there. So same question about Dominic Smith. Is he ready to be a Major League Baseball player?
You know, I think it's the same thing. Again, he hasn't really played a lot above Double-A. I mean, he's hitting 343. I mean, he's always been a really gifted bat-on-ball guy. You know, I think the question with him has been, you know, how much power is it going to be? Is it going to be average? Is it going to be more than that, you know, power-wise? But, you know, just with his bat-on-ball skills, I don't think he'd come up and be overmatched at the plate. I think he'd be, you know, maybe a little bit more prepared offensively even than Amed Rosario. And Smith is a solid defender at first, and I think he's gotten in better shape. I mean, he's realized the importance of that. So he looks better than he has, you know, physically. But, yeah, I think both those guys, you know, it's a little different approach than if you're a rebuilding team and you're not really counting on contending this year. I know the Mets are off to a bad start, and you don't want it to get too far away from you. But, yeah, I mean, I think he'd probably be their best first base option now.
Will he develop power someday? Because he hasn't really hit for that much power in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, I think it would be safer to say it's more average power. It's probably a 15 to 18 home run guy. But, you know, it might be a high average guy. I mean, I think his ceiling right now is more of that guy who hits 280 to 300 with 15 to 18 than your slugger who's going to hit around 250 and maybe hit you 25. I mean, there's probably a happy medium in there where you trade some average for some power.
Going to the Yankee side right now, because they got a lot of guys Yankee fans are dreaming about. One is Clint Frazier, who's not off to a great start at Scranton. What are you hearing about the struggles of Clint Frazier early on so far this year?
Well, you know, he's striking out a lot, and he's done that at times. I mean, with Clint, I think, you know, since he was the number five overall pick in the draft 4 years ago, I mean, everybody loved the bat speed. I mean, it's electric bat speed, and sometimes the approach gets away from him. I know talking to the Yankees, you know, when they first got him as kind of the key guy in the Andrew Miller trade last year, they felt like he tried to do too much. You know, I don't know if he's, you know, reverted to doing that again. Or, you know, and again, it's only 20. You know, it's only 21 games or so in AAA, so it's not like it's a huge thing. You know, huge long slump where he's been in for half a season. But you know, I think he's just off to a slow start. I mean, to be honest with Clint, you know, he's going to be a guy who always strikes out some. And he's not going to be a guy who hits for high average. You know, we were just talking about Dom Smith. Clint Frazier's a guy who could hit you 25 or 30 homers and probably hit closer to 250. I think that's going to be his game with solid athletic tools in terms of speed and arm and defense.
Now, Gleyber Torres is the crown jewel, right? What are you hearing about his ETA and when you think he'll be ready to contribute for the Yankees at the major league level?
You know, it's funny because I get asked that question a lot. I mean, even going back to last fall when he was tearing up the fall league. And, I mean, he's a guy who had not played in AA until this year. You know, he's only 20 right now. He'll be 20 all season. And my answer has been, always been, like I was asked that throughout the offseason, I think a lot of it depends on if the Yankees contend. That I think, you know, we're just talking about teams that are contending and teams that aren't planning on it. You know, Torres has been off to a nice start for them with Gregorius hurt. I still think, Ronald Torres is not going to keep up doing what he's doing. And if the Yankees are contending at midseason and Torres continues to play, you know, like he can in AA, I think you could see him up sometime in the second half. You know, if the Yankees, you know, fell out of contention, which, you know, they're probably unlikely to do with a good start they're off to, then I think you'd kind of let him develop and maybe get some AAA time beginning next year. But this guy's so good, Evan. His hands are so quick offensively and defensively that I just think that the really, really gifted players, they set their own timetable a lot of times. Like you just can't – you could say, hey, we want to hold off on this guy. And if he keeps doing what he's capable of doing and, you know, and the Yankees are contending – and, you know, in midseason, I don't know how you wouldn't call him up. You'd at least have to give strong consideration to it, you know, even though he's only, you know, 20 years old.
We've seen a lot of shortstop prospects end up at different positions. You know, we've seen that forever. I think Chipper Jones came up as a shortstop, if I'm not mistaken. Do you see him remaining as a shortstop? I know they've played him at numerous positions a little bit this year, third base and second. Do you view him as a shortstop or something else?
Yeah, I do view him as a shortstop. I don't think he's as gifted defensively as Rosario, where Rosario is going to probably win gold gloves, and Torres is more going to be that solid defender. I will say what's interesting with Gleyber is when the Cubs first signed him, you know, the bat was what really jumped out, and it still does. But at the time, you know, he's not, you know, he's probably an average runner. I mean, he's not lightning quick. And at the time, it was really just say, okay, this guy's a second baseman. And every year I talk to scouts about this guy, they like his defense even more. I just think his instincts are really good. Those hands are so quick. And it went from, oh, he's probably going to have to move, to, oh, he might have a shot. And now it's, this guy's definitely a shortstop. You know, he's going to be a gold glover? No, but you could play him at shortstop, and I think you can play him there for a long time.
Would you be concerned about Jorge Mateo? He used to be, like, the number one prospect for the Yankees. And I know he had a tough year last year. He was suspended. He's off to a tough start this year. What about the future of Mateo right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he had a rough year, and he got suspended, and, you know, he's not hitting that great in the high Class A right now. I mean, I still like him. I mean, obviously, I mean, I think he's an example that, you know, in terms of just, you know, physical ability, there's more to it, you know. I mean, you know, I think the makeup matters. I mean, I think he was a little disappointed he didn't get promoted last year. He might have been disappointed that Torres came in and played shortstop when they were on the same team. They moved Mateo to second base. This year he's kind of split time between shortstop and center field. You know, the thing to remember on him is he's still, you know, just, you know, 21 years old. He'll be 22 at some point this year. Lightning speed. He's one of the fastest prospects in the minors. I mean, this is a guy who was compared to a young Jose Reyes. So, I mean, is it a little disappointing? He's kind of stalled out a little bit the last year or so. It is, but he's still young, and the tools are still there. So, you know, I don't think he's a sure thing, or, you know, you don't feel as comfortable about him reaching his ceiling as you did maybe a year ago, but the tools are still pretty interesting.
Interesting. We appreciate you coming on. Good information. Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, great talking to you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Jim Callis, MLBPipeline.com. Just getting a quick update on the Yankee and Met Farm System.